The Gwadar port lies near the Strait of Hormuz, gateway for about 20% of the world's oil. Beijing provided most of the port's initial $250 million construction cost as part of a plan to establish a trade and energy corridor from the Gulf through Pakistan and on to western China. However, since it was first handed over to a Singaporean operator in 2007, the isolated facility has been a commercial failure. Balochistan's ongoing instability and local political opposition are largely responsible. But Pakistani authorities blamed the Singaporean operator and decided to transfer control to a state-run Chinese company. Singapore. President Asif Ali Zardari oversaw the signing ceremony in Islamabad.
The award of this contract opens new opportunities for our people, particularly for the people of Balochistan. It gives new impetus to Pakistan-China relations. It takes a step further our political cooperation into the realm of economic cooperation.
Supporters of the deal, such as director of the privately run Strategic Studies Institute, Fazlur Rahman, hope the Chinese intervention will speed up the critical improvements still needed at the port.
It's still an ongoing project. It's not complete. So by bringing in China means that, you know, we can ensure investment on the infrastructure. We can ensure investment on the upgradation and completion of the project.
Many critics in Pakistan remain skeptical that anyone will be able to make Gwadar economically viable, given the instability and poverty of surrounding Balochistan province. They say just building the road and rail links to the port could take years, if they are ever built at all. Ishaq Baloch is a senior nationalist leader in Balochistan. He says federal authorities never consulted with local officials on the deal with China.
They will oppose, you know, such activities, economical activities. They are not getting benefit from them. And we have very bitter experience about the China.
Independent analysts like former Ambassador Arif Ayub says Pakistani policymakers have long warned about the challenges of developing the Gwadar port. He says handing control to China may not yield any economic benefits.
It's purely a white elephant which we are trying to wash our hands of.
In India, officials have called China's role in the port a matter of concern because of suspicions it will be used by the Chinese Navy. Indian Foreign Minister Salman Khurshid.
We try to maintain a balance in our country, and there is a need to take steps to maintain this balance between India and China on this issue.
Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokesman Muazzam Ahmad Khan dismisses such concerns and insists the port remains a viable business opportunity despite its challenges.
I think we should only look at this venture as an economic and commercial venture, solely focused on improving, you know, the development of the area, helping Chinese good reach, other markets, getting China a shortest route for its energy supplies.
If successful, the Gwadar port could be a key piece of China's growing energy infrastructure, cutting by half the distance between China's western provinces and the sea. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.